is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Tom, what continues to drive this cattle market?
Well, Leslie, for one thing, the lack of anything priced positive. For the other thing, we continue to see negative technicals and negative fundamentals out here that are weighing on our cattle market. Today, we experienced triple-digit losses. We saw new lows made for the current slide, both in live cattle and feeder cattle. We did see boxed beef slightly higher by 49 cents on choice today, 20 cents higher on selects, and a total movement of 90 lows. Saw an estimated kill day of 109,000 head of cattle, and we're also hearing of some cash trade of 145 in the Southern Plains. Now, we saw on the close today, August live cattle down $1.15, October down $1.80, August feeders down $2.60, October down $3.10, and August lean hogs 25 lower.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Did you know a dairy farmer's day starts before dawn? Dairy farmers work long hours each day to produce wholesome and delicious dairy foods like milk, cheese, and yogurt. They are committed to their land, their cows, and are passionate about farming. After all, it's their way of life. For more information about dairy farming and dairy foods, visit DairyMax.org. Brought to you by the local farm families of Dairy Max.
Tom, what's helping wheat prices rebound?
I don't think there's any real thing out there helping them. I think they just found there was not enough selling today to hold them to the downside. Up till today, Kansas City wheat had closed 12 straight sessions to the downside. I think we found a little technical buying today. Overall, there was no fresh news out in the marketplace that was helpful or harmful to the market. But we did see wheat, corn, and soybeans, most of those contracts, making new lows for the current slide to the downside. On the close, September KC wheat and December up 4 3/4. September Chicago was also up 4 3/4. September corn came back to close a half a penny higher. December up 0.25. August soybeans down 10 3/4. November down 15. December cotton 20 higher.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
That's Tom Leffler, Leffler Commodities, with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.